Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. When pro-slavery Oregon Governor John Whitaker stalled after President Lincoln called for volunteers at the outbreak of the Civil War, the president pulled federal troops from the state. Whitaker reacted by creating the Oregon Cavalry, assigned to escort immigrants arriving on the Oregon Trail. They were paid $13 a month, plus a $100 bounty and 160 acres of land for 3 years' service. About then, gold was discovered in eastern Oregon, and the cavalry was sent to guard the miners. Some 150 cavalrymen deserted to give mining a try. Punishment for desertion was harsh, with repeat offenders sentenced to death by firing squad, although only one was ever executed. He was Private Francis Ely of the 1st Oregon Cavalry in Jacksonville, Oregon. He was caught on a stolen government horse, headed for the gold fields, and accused of desertion and horse theft. A firing squad executed him on March 6, 1865, most likely the only soldier on the Pacific coast put to death by the military during the Civil War. A year later, Lincoln granted amnesty to all Army deserters. Today's episode of As It was written by Kernan Turner and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.